Case number 9864, Alton D. White, west of Road 497, Old Hickory Road, 250 feet north of Route 24, a special use exception to retain a manufactured home on a medical hardship basis.
Place your right hand. State your full name and address.
Alton D. White, Route 24, Laurel, Delaware.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give is true and correct to your knowledge?
Yes, I do.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
64, you're here requesting medical hardship to retain the trailer?
Yes, I had requested back in 99, and the board approved it, and you know, somewhere along the line, I failed to renew it, and I was notified not long ago. I have my mother-in-law and father-in-law living there, and he currently has bone cancer, and you know, we're doing the best we can to take care of him out there. It's very neat. There's no piles of junk around or anything like that. We keep it very nice. One of the gentlemen came out and inspected it from here, and I take pride in my property and keep it nice. And they're back, they're behind a row of trees, so no one even can even see it. Right. But we still take care of it.
Okay. And I see you've got a letter here from the doctor.
Yes.
Okay. They both are in need of daily supervision.
She's in remission from cancer, and you know, there's not much we can do for him at this point.
All right, sir. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Excuse me. Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
Yes. You have two mobile homes on this property.
Yes, one that I have a permit for, which my mother lives in. Then we got a special... I'm probably the only person in the world that has her mother and her mother-in-law living on the same real estate. But she is 86 years old. I don't know how much longer she can live there. She's currently in the hospital right now.
Do you have a special use exception for
no,
her also?
No, I have a permit for that.
What kind of permit?
I had 7 acres of land there, and I was able to have a permit for that.
On farm?
Yes.
Farm?
Yeah. On farm permit.
What is it that you farm?
Excuse me?
What is it that you farm?
I don't farm anything. But I've had the permit for many years. I've had it for over 20 years. The trailer's been there. This board gave me the permit for it.
5 acres.
5 acres or more at that time, back in 83. Yeah, that's what that was for.
Special use exception, 5 acres in May.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But this is one parcel. It's got a house and two mobile homes.
If it was a farm.
It was a farm? At one time?
Yes, it's farmland.
Okay. You were saying, you were suggesting that it used to be allowed there because of a mobile home on less than 5 acres?
If it was 5 acres and it used to be farmed, they were allowed to have a mobile home.
There were the house.
Right.
Yeah.
As long as it was farm help or
immediate family.
Family, one or the other.
Okay. Right. That's not limited to 5 years?
No.
No.
No. No. Okay.
You're familiar with the change probably since the last time you applied. Last time you applied, every 2 years you had to come back before the board. Now...
I thought that, you know, they sent out notices or something, you know. I mean, like you late on your car payment, we send a notice, but, you know, I didn't.
Okay.
If this is
approved again, it'll be for a period of 2 years. And then after that 2 years, each subsequent year that the situation exists, that your mother or father-in-law live there, then you can go right to the office and get approval for an additional year.
And they won't have to come back here.
Director.
Right. I have no problem. Look, I don't want to have them out there You know, I'm doing it because the alternative is putting them in a nursing home.
I understand.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And I don't want to have them out there. But I don't want to put them in a nursing home either.
I understand.
Now, I'm sure there's going to be a time that that's probably going to have to happen.
Right.
But
right.
I'm going to hold it right to the end.
But all I'm saying is that we can approve this for up to 2 years.
Right. Well, that's fine.
If it continues, you don't have to come back before the board. You just come into the office, and the director can give you an additional year extension year after year.
Right.
Okay. All right. Rachel. Okay. All right. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
I have a question.
Sir, you have to come in and be sworn in, sir, if you have questions, please. Huh?
Right.
Sir, are you in favor of this application?
I'm not decided yet.
I'm declaring. Okay.
I have a question. Okay. All right. I, Joseph Patchett, do solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but truth.
No, just slow up.
Okay.
Your full name and address.
Joseph A. Patchett, III. What is my address? 5083 Woodland Church Road, Seaford, Delaware.
P-A-T-C-H-E-T-T.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Mr. White, you can just step back just a moment.
The question I have here is about where it says here that the west of Road 497, Old Hickory Road, 250 feet north of Route 24.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering if he's what he's talking about is 250 feet from the corner of 497 and 24. Oh, I know.
I know.
I got no problem with your trailers back there.
What's your question?
Well, what's your question,
well,
sir?
Well, that was the question. The 250 feet, is it from the corner or is it behind my property?
Sir, he can direct his questions to us.
Because it's further than 250 feet from the back of my property to his mobile homes. I have no problem with mobile homes that he's got there being there.
But then what's the question?
250 feet is just addressing where the property is.
Because he started building another house next to mine, and I didn't know whether that was the one he was talking about being 250 feet from the corner of 24 and 497. 250 feet north.
When we do these maps, they're all scaled. These maps are scaled. They're give or take. They're not exact. They're not done by a survey. So when they're advertised, that's what it is.
In other words, it could be 400 feet.
No, it's scaled. It's give or take from 250 feet. It's not. It could be 251. I mean, it's not exact.
Right. Well, I know that my lot is 200 feet deep, and it's further than 200 feet from the back of my lot over to his trailers. That's what I mean. But I thought...
I don't know if it'll help you to look at this. This is what we go by. This is what they're going by right here. See that?
Just let me get that out.
Right.
From this point to right there. They're saying that's approximately 250, not from here to here where yours is. That's yours. They're not going this right here. They're doing that. That advertising is for this right here. So this is their front. This is their frontage. It has nothing to do with back here. This is their frontage, and they'll go from this point to that point.
Well, this is what I'm talking about, because he's already constructed a house here. Mm-hmm. Started constructing a house here that is partially done. Doesn't have the inside done. Doesn't have the building permit that I see.
But it has nothing to do with that.
Sir, could you come up here just a moment, please?
It doesn't have anything to do with a new house.
This is really relevant to this.
Well,
this
what she's showing on that map does.
This was a request to keep the two mobile homes for hardship purposes. This has nothing to do with
the new home. I got no opposition to keeping the trailers in hardship.
Okay. That's the end of it.
That's the end of it, then, sir.
That's all this case was about.
That's all it's about, sir. You can come back up, sir. Okay, hearing no opposition, chair will entertain a motion.
We approve case number 9864. It's Marshall Hardships. It's been there before and for 2 years.
Okay. Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Workman with a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 9864 for a period of 2 years. All those in favor of the motion, give you the voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir.
Thank you all very much.
Yes, sir.
Case number 9865, Mary Catherine and Mary Ann.